Welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of May 7th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. We're going to start off with a couple of events for the library this time. On May 15th, we have the Head 'em Up, Move 'em Out program at the Senior Center here in Lakin, Kansas. It'll be during the Golden Agers lunch. So the dish will be at noon and the program will follow. And we will be having Jim Gray. He will be giving a presentation and everybody is welcome to attend. For more information, you can call 620-355-6674. And we appreciate the Kansas Humanities Council that is making this event possible. Also, the library is beginning our push for the 2017 Summer Reading Program. The theme this year is Build a Better World. Sign up begins Monday, May 8th. The program will run May 22nd through June 30th. And we have K through 6th, teens 7 through 12, and also adults can sign up. So stop by the library or you can call 620-355-6674 to get your calendar for the events that will be taking place, or you can tune in to the Between the Lines podcast. We'll have weekly updates on the summer activities as well. The Run, Drive, or Fly to Lakin event is happening on May 27th. They'll have a fun-filled day of activities here in Lakin and out at the Lakin Airport. So be sure to come and enjoy the day here in Lakin. And then that evening, they will have the alumni banquet for the high school here in Lakin. And for the Lakin High School alumni, they will be gathering at the Kearney County Fair Building that evening on May 27th. The registration begins at 5 o'clock. It will be followed by a catered meal beginning at 6 o'clock. At that time, the annual dues and the price of the meal will be collected at the door. The annual dues are $5 and the meal is $10, so the total expense will be $15. If you could RSVP, it would be appreciated by May 20th by calling Alan or Joyce Stahl Bemis at 620-355-6702 or Martin or Donna Whitlake Neff at 620-355-7197. We know this past week we've had our share of unexpected weather here in the county with our blizzard. But remember, we do have the Kearney County Emergency Alert System that is available now. This system alerts you to emergencies and other important community news when you sign up. The system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You will receive time-sensitive messages wherever you specify, such as your home, mobile, or business phones, email address, text messages, or there are other options. To get more information, you can contact Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or 620-355-6192. If you want to go to their website, you can sign up that way. It is at www.kearneycountykansas.com. Again, that's www.kearneycountykansas.com. And of course, we did have the unexpected blizzard last week, but this is usually the time we have to worry about tornadoes. So we are thinking of everybody out there from this last weekend that are still recovering from the blizzard. But for the tornado season, remember that the siren blasts are 2 to 3 minute blasts in 10 minutes, and they will repeat until the warning is over. And if you do need a shelter, the Lakin shelter is at the basement of the courthouse. The Deerfield shelter is the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest door. The Lakin Recreation presents Pecos League Baseball, the Garden City Wind versus Trinidad Triggers on May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Laux Park. Admission for adults will be $6 and kids will be $4. For the Senior Center this upcoming week, on Monday the 8th, they have Boot Hill Casino Day Trip that will be leaving at 9 o'clock. Path exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 9th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and 3:30 is a crafters club. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, 10 o'clock is path exercises, 10:45 is Bible study, and at noon is the meal site. And for the 10th, the meal will be ham and beans, cottage cheese, bread, and a dessert. On Thursday the 11th, there's coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, essential oils at 11, and at 1:30 bingo. And then on Friday the 12th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, and bridge at 1 o'clock. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 8th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 9th, there's a choir and band concert at 7. On Wednesday the 10th, there's high school, middle school, SFTL track at Moscow beginning at 9:30 in the morning. On Thursday the 11th, the seniors are dismissed at 12. And then the 13th is the high school graduation. For the Lakin School District, on the 7th, they have Bronkbackers Athletic Banquet at 6 p.m. On the 8th, there's high school JV boys golf at Wichita County at 3 o'clock. High school baseball at Holcomb at 4 o'clock. High school softball here against Holcomb at 4 o'clock. And that evening, there's a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 in the evening. On Tuesday, there's high school boys golf at Elkhart at 1 o'clock. Wednesday the 10th, there's the High Plains League Middle School Music Festival at Cimarron beginning at 9 o'clock. Also, there's the high school High Plains League softball and baseball coaches meeting in Sublette at 6:30 p.m. On Thursday the 11th, there's high school boys golf High Plains League tournament. It'll be at the Buffalo Dunes at 9 o'clock and high school spring band and vocal concert at 7 p.m. On Friday the 12th, there's a Lakin Grade School spring music program at noon. There's high school track High Plains meet at Syracuse at 3 p.m. And then this Saturday is high school graduation at 3 p.m. To both school district seniors, we want to say congratulations to each of the high school seniors on their graduation day. The Lakin Recreation Commission is doing the fireworks show on Tuesday, July 4th at the North Complex. If you'd like to help for this display, contributions are needed from the communities to help support this project, and every contribution is greatly appreciated, and it is appreciated by the commission as well as the spectators, young and old, who attend. If you like, there's a coupon that you can clip out of the Lakin Independent where you can put your name, address, and dollar amount, insert your check, and make it payable to the Lakin Recreation Commission. In the memo block, you can say the fireworks show, but you will need to return that to the Lakin Recreation Commission, Box K, as in Kilo, Lakin, Kansas, 67860. The Kearney County Commissioners have a vacancy for one board member to fill an unexpired term on the Kearney County Hospital HPRV Board. If you are interested, they ask you to please send a letter to the Board of County Commissioners indicating your desire to serve on this board. All letters should be received by Monday, May 8th, no later than 8 o'clock in the morning. Letters should be sent to Kearney County Clerk, P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas, 67860. Other activities for this upcoming week in the county. On Sunday the 7th, a Chantilly 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Extension Office. On Monday, there's a Kearney County Commissioners meeting. It begins at 8 o'clock in the morning. There will be a new 4-H Club meeting at 6 o'clock at the Fair Building. There will be an Extension Executive Board meeting at 6:30 at the Extension Office. Kearney County Saddle Club meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 9th, there's an EMT meeting at 6 o'clock. Prairie View 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock in Deerfield. Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. And for the Lakin Recreation Commission, there's PIO at 5:30 in the morning. On Wednesday the 10th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock is the meeting. The City Council meeting for Lakin will meet at 6:30. Fair Board meeting at 7:30, Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 8 o'clock, and for the LRC, there's sewing at 1 o'clock, and the Lakin Recreation Commission Board meeting at 5:30 in the evening. On Thursday the 11th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 to 11, and again from 1 to 3, Lakin Gun Club meeting at 7, Lakin AA meeting at 8, there's a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock, and for the Lakin Recreation Commission, there is PIO at 5:30 in the morning. Also, want to remind you that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. They will be glad to see you there and show you the artifacts for our county. And again, reminders for the library, we have Build a Better World is the 2017 summer reading program. Sign up begins Monday, May 8th. The program runs from May 22nd to June 30th. This is for all ages, K through adults. You can contact the library at 355-6674 for more information. And also for at the Golden Agers luncheon on May 15th, we have the program that day, and we are bringing in Jim Gray. He is going to be doing his presentation on Head 'Em Up and Move 'Em Out. There will be a lunch at noon, and his program will immediately follow the lunch. If you want more information, you can call 355-6674. And we want to thank the Kansas Humanities Council for making this program possible. And to end out, again, we want to say to everybody out there that's recovering from the last weekend's blizzard, we are thinking of everybody out there. We hope everybody has a safe week this week, cleaning up and digging out from everything. And we know the farmer and ranchers, they're going to be going through a hard week as well, tallying up numbers. So we are thinking of you. And that's going to do it for us. We hope everybody out there enjoys the time with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.